This is VSiN by the Books on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Top of the hour, it is VSiN by the Books. Dave Ross right here at the Mint Gaming Hall in Franklin, Kentucky. He's our closer, Jensen Lewis, back home in Cleveland, Ohio. Alex Crux is going to join the program later on this hour, get all of his expertise in the World Cup as we get down to the nitty-gritty. But let's talk some baseball in association with said World Cup in today's edition of the Daily Diamond. Jensen, these are a lot of fun. Some of these cross-sport parlays that you've cooked up here today. Tell the people your theory on this before we dive into the numbers and the matchups that you've got for the people.
Indeed, Dave, worlds collide when we come to looking at some of these futures markets. If you are into the music genres that also have that, congratulations, you're a winner. So you and I were talking in the commercial break, and with our advent of prediction markets, Dave, you know, you have those avenues to, you know, kind of be like stocks. You can sell when you feel like you have reached a point in a futures market play that has accomplished a percentage ROI that you had in mind. And you don't necessarily have to see that to completion. Again, for example, we're using the Worlds Collide synergy here with the World Cup and then also with the World Series. So, Dave, I put together five of the World Cup teams that I think can legitimately win the World Cup. And then I also looked at some various major league teams that I would love to have them parlayed with some much higher ROI odds for a potential World Series winner. Let's start with the defending champion in Argentina. Boy, do they look the part, right? They have been phenomenal so far. They've got a great pathway into the quarterfinals, if not the semis, and potentially a final to defend their crown. I parlayed them with the Mariners to win the World Series, and that gets us to a 54-1 parlay payout. Now, Spain was one of the short shots to start this tournament along with France. And I also looked at a surging Philadelphia Philly team. That parlay would be 95-1. It's actually a little bit longer this morning, Dave, on DraftKings at plus 9650. Now we get into some intriguing parts. England, who a lot of people think could be one of those upstarts that find their way through and potentially with the draw that they have. Now, the Three Lions have plenty of work cut out in front of them to be able to not only get to a semifinal, but into a final. However, should they be able to raise the trophy, then I loved putting them with the Milwaukee Brewers, who, hey, on the doorstep of getting to the World Series last year, and boy, did they look the part again here in 2026. That parlay, 103-1. Now we get to some long shots. Okay, Portugal has had a lot of question marks. People have looked at them and said, I mean, are they really a top contender? Well, by the numbers, yes. Do they have a tough pathway? Yeah, they could potentially be going up against Spain here in the next round. So we'll see how it all plays out. However, getting Portugal with a Braves team that has fallen back to the pack a little bit, Dave, but at 155-1, still a very interesting pizza money play should Portugal find their way through. All right, now we get to the long shot. France, by virtue of Germany losing yesterday, had been shorted to plus 250 to win the World Cup. So when I put this cross-sport parlay together yesterday, France was still upwards of 3 or 4 to 1 to win the cup. I parlayed this little homer pick with the Guardians. They were upwards of almost 164-1, France winning the cup, and then the Guardians winning the World Series. It's down to 125-1 here this morning, Dave. So obviously the France number has shorted it big time. Here's the conversation I wanted to have with you, and it's a great exercise that we've already implored with our New York Knicks to win the NBA title, parlayed with the Yankees to win the World Series. We have that ticket alive at 287-1. The idea would be to try and find teams specifically in the World Cup you think that can win it, because that event is going to culminate here in the next couple of weeks. And then forecasting forward, teams that A, we believe can be into the postseason, B, make a very long run into their respective league championship, if not into the World Series, and then find a comfortable ROI that if you start taking a little bit of profit from each of these legs, then it allows you to not have to worry about these tickets getting to culmination. You and I will do this during football season as well. We've done it with different sports. You know, we're obviously involved with tennis right now with Yannick Sinner, Rory McIlroy to win the Open, and then ultimately the Dodgers to win the World Series. That's a 39-1 ticket. How would you approach? Let's just play it out, you and me. How would you play it out? Let's say Argentina defends the cup. We've got a Mariners to win the World Series ticket at 54-1 now.
Oh, man.
What would be the thought process for you? Let's assume the Mariners win the West. They get a top two seed. So basically they got to win a division series and win a league championship series to get to the World Series to have a clean hedge if you wanted to go that way.
I'm a little surprised. Well, by the way, these are fantastic that you put together, right? I'm a little surprised you didn't go Argentina and the Dodgers kind of like champion, right? To see that the repeat. And then one other one that I thought you might have on the board here is all US of A. And I just did it for you. Team USA to win the World Cup with the Yankees to win the World Cup. Jensen, can I interest you and throw it right back at you at 185-1, the longest long shot of the board for the Yanks and Yanks to get it done in the World Series and in the World Cup. By the way, I like your more real, no disrespect to our guys, no disrespect to Team USA, right? But what you've done is you've picked out five actual squads that I think you think have realistic shots to win this thing. So mine is a little bit, as they would say, off the boil here to get the Yanks in baseball and the Yanks in soccer to win this thing and get you to 185-1. I would start, look, I think the one that I'd like to put together or look at there is the 95-1 with Spain and the Phillies. And I'll never admit this in a court of law as an upstanding Metropolitan fan to back the Phillies in this one. I am surprised, and we'll ask Alex Crook about this again, how much it feels like Spain is the team for the short favorites that keeps getting knocked backwards in the odds market as we continue forward in the World Cup. And that is Argentina, right? Because Argentina's moved up from 10-1 up to the second betting choice. So when one team's going up, another one has to go back. I look at that Spain and Phillies one at the number. The way Philadelphia is playing these days with Don Mattingly, we know that it's not smoke and mirrors either. And I guess that'd be my one concern being a novice in World Cup. Is it more smoke and mirrors with Spain? I was sold a bill of goods that they're really, really good. So if they are that good, or at least on the level of a France or the reigning defendings in Argentina, I think the one that would intrigue me the most there for realistic shots, I like your Spain and Phillies play at 95-1.
So again, the idea of where the market will correct itself and why the price is where it is, Dave, Portugal has Croatia in the round of 32. Spain has Austria. They win those matches. They collide in the round of 62. Ooh. And so you would have one of those go bye-bye. But again, to my point of building that, let's say that result happens, we will have either a Spain and Phillies ticket at 95-1 or a Portugal and Braves ticket at 155-1 into the quarterfinal round. And that would be up against potentially, Dave, the United States, should they get past Bosnia and the winner of Belgium, Senegal. Like, again, you start to see where the monetization opportunities for each individual bankroll present themselves. And there's ways to play those matches leading into a semifinal, even into a final. That's why I like putting them together. It allows people to take profit where they want and ultimately keep a astronomically higher ROI ticket available to you where the hedges are much cleaner. It's always difficult in golf. We say this a lot, right? And this is why traditionally we go more for the placement markets. Perfect example, last year, I did the Colin Morikawa top 20 finish at the Genesis Invitational, parlayed with the Bills to win the Super Bowl. That got our Bills ticket from 6-1 up to 11-1. And that to me was much easier knowing that we felt the Bills were going to be in prime position to not only get back to an AFC championship, they might even be able to finally get to a Super Bowl and win it. So that's our methodology for people that are just getting up to speed on how we do it. One other idea to throw at you, and you mentioned Argentina, you can kind of interchange where you want that, because Argentina's pathway through is they should handle Cape Verde. They should. Then the winner of Australia and Egypt. And then if the favorites prevail, they'll get the winner of Switzerland, Colombia. They're going to be in prime position. If you want to sub out the Mariners and you want to find another team there, by all means, go right ahead and do it. I went there just knowing that I have that Yankee ticket in pocket, and I had played the Mariners at 5-1 to win the American League at the beginning of this year. So in theory, my hope would have been Argentina wins the cup, Mariners find their way to the AL Championship Series against the Yankees. Boom, I'm home free with at least a 54-1 and a 287-1 World Series ticket that will be live for me to make a monetization play on the other side.
So again, if you wanted to go Yanks, that would be 185-1 for Team USA and the Yankees to win the World Series. The favorites, if you will, to repeat as the reigning defendants to get it done again and again, that would be Argentina and the Dodgers. That's only going to net you 14-1. So not quite as fun as what you've got up on the board here at 54-1, 95-1, 103-1. And by the way, we mentioned how much fun these fan bases are having. And I mentioned England and the way that they were getting on their Norway friends there, telling them, and the Scots, by the way, that they can pack up and get their plane tickets, serenading their fan bases to get out of there. To me, like, the Brewers are really intriguing. Do you really think that England's got a realistic shot here as one of your five teams that could really upset the apple cart?
I think those are the five teams I think that can legitimately win it, Dave. I really do. I don't know if I would play even standalone. If just knowing where the path is on its way, I mean, England, Mexico, in Mexico City, at the Azteca, where Mexico doesn't lose, that's the real trip-up point for me if the Three Lions aren't going to find their way to the quarter.
I might do a pizza money play on my Yanks, and then never admit in a court of law if I have to root for the Yankees to win the World Series to cash a big ticket. All right, when we come back, we need chaos in our lives. We got it in the sports world. It's next right here at VSiN by the Books. So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match it. Here's the thing. Pro bettors, they spend thousands on data and tools. But what they don't know and don't want you to know is that you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you're going to get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and so much more. Just tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
You're tuned in to VSiN by the Books right here on VSiN.
We have got one of the best specials that you can get right here at VSiN. Right now, for a limited time offer, we've got a 4th of July special. So we're commemorating 250 years of our independence. I'm going to do that with a rarely seen multi-year VSiN Pro subscription. So how about this? For 1 week, you can get 2 full years of VSiN Pro for just $299. That's access through July 2028 at nearly 70% off the regular monthly price. You're going to get our NFL betting guides. You're going to get our daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop projections, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, and every betting guide, season preview, and VSiN Pro feature we release over the next 2 years. Do not wait. This is a special 4th of July offer. It will disappear July 7th. So head to VSiN.com/subscribe right now. Lock in 2 years of VSiN Pro for just $299. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Jensen, we're very pro-America, obviously, on this show. That is as good a deal as you can get for $299 to cover you through the next 2 years. If you're not a VSiN Pro subscriber, this might be the best offer we've ever had.
It's so good. And again, all the betting guides, all the great information. Of course, we have the NFL betting guide out right now, version 2.0, once we get through the preseason. Everything upcoming for the NHL, for college football, for next year, March Madness, the Masters. Like, there is so much that it covers, not just for one full year. How about 2 full years at basically $300, $150 a year? I mean, it may not be a better deal. You're right here for the network. No question about it.
Limited time, people. Celebrate America. Do it properly, and you can do it in style here with that offer. That's a fantastic one. We need it. We love it. We want it. We got it. Chaos in the sports world. Let's get to it. Today's edition of our Chaos Candidates. Jensen, you have won the coin toss this week. You have elected to receive. Who is your first chaos candidate?
Dave, in the wild, wild west, you never knew who you'd run into from town to town. We never lived through it, but we just might this year in Major League Baseball. And it's not just the dusty roads and, you know, the duels at noon. But how about we just go right to where those Spurs are clickety-clacking around some of the streets deep in the heart of Texas? How about the Texas Rangers in an American League, Dave, that right now, if you can predict the future, please tell me where this postseason bracket is going to end up as. I think Texas, as we play today and begin play 43-42, they lead the American League West by a half game over the Seattle Mariners. I played two long shot World Series winners in the American League at the beginning of the year, Dave. One was the Baltimore Orioles at 30-1. The other, the Texas Rangers at 30-1. I can't really pass on them just yet because we are a handful of years removed from them basically putting together one of the great three-week stretches to finish a regular season in 2023. They go on to the World Series, and they win against the Arizona Diamondbacks. What was that predicated on? Timely hitting, excellent pitching, back end of a bullpen that could close things out. Guess what they have right now? They have excellent potential on the mound with as good a duo, win healthy and win right, in Jacob deGrom and Nathan Eovaldi. They made a trade for Mackenzie Gore before the season started to get him in there to deepen a rotation that now also features Kumar Rocker, who's looking great, Jack Leiter, win healthy, and I think also a lineup that needs a little bit of infusion. If they get it, Dave, they got a back end of a bullpen that no one can name off the street, but Jacob Blatz, who is one of their closers, one of the best relievers you've never heard of in baseball. Jacob Junis reviving his career as a setup man. Peyton Gray. No one knows who Peyton Gray is, but he's a right-hander who has been absolutely electric the last couple of weeks and been a key cog for the back end of their bullpen. They need some offense. I know they do. But an American League that's as wide open as it was last year, maybe, just maybe, the Texas Rangers create some chaos into the second half of the season.
I always would ask my friends this, like, what time period do you think you would survive best in? I think the Wild Wild West, I would have loved it. For some reason, I know it's dirty, and I don't think you live past 45. Well, a lot of shootouts back then, but I think I would have enjoyed it for the short time. My first chaos candidate, it's a guy who just loves, talk about the man in the arena. Novak Djokovic loves to be that guy. I know he's the second betting choice. He's plus 750 to win at Wimbledon this year, and Jannik Sinner obviously is the number one guy. But for whatever reason, it just feels like, Jensen, this guy loves to mix it up. And you saw this yesterday with Wu Yibing. And this is, of course, a young Chinese star, 26 years old. And every time it would get close, it's 1-1. They're in the third set and triple break point here for Wu. And the crowd is going, Wu. And Novak, it just pisses him off, Jensen. He gets so mad about it. And it makes him play better. You talk about a guy that loves chaos, loves being the heel, loves being the villain. That is Novak Djokovic. So if it comes down to Sinner and the Joker in the final, Sinner is a proper Italian. They love him over there already. He seems pretty mild-mannered. Novak's like, give me that black hat, and I will put it proudly on my head. And you guys want to cheer for this first round matchup here? You try to get me out of here and possibly my last Wimbledon? And then what would he do to the crowd, Jensen? He'd give him the ear. He'd go right to here. Like, whoa, now you're not talking anymore. He loves it. And I love the fact that it is ripe old age and he's getting old. I still can't believe we're watching these guys play. Dare I say, in their 40s, we'll watch Serena Williams later on today. It just seems like he's getting better with age. Now, I don't know how long he can keep defying Father Time, but he is defiant in that, and I like it. And I think it's more chaos at the All England Club for the next 2 weeks. Novak Djokovic could still be the last man standing.
The American League continues to be the gift that keeps on giving this year, Dave. And one team that had all kinds of aspirations in the preseason and into spring training were the Motor City Kitties in Detroit. Well, it has been anything but the expectation met for Detroit so far in 2026. However, Dave, we have two halves to a season. There's a reason you respect the marathon. And for a team that is still top five in rotation ERA, top five in rotation whip, top four in walks per nine, top four in hits per nine, it's hard to get away from a team that looks more and more that if they get within about seven games of 500 by the All-Star break, they're going to hold this group intact. It is so crazy to look at how bad they've been. They're 13 games under 500. They're 6.5 back of a playoff spot. Yet you're telling me they can't run down with that rotation arsenal of Tarek Skubal, of Framber Valdez, of Casey Mize. Heck, maybe Justin Verlander finally makes a cameo here this season and ends up pitching big innings down the stretch. Jack Flaherty all of a sudden looks like the man in the arena from a couple of years ago. It was pitching chaos that got them to the postseason in 2024, and it nearly got them a playoff series victory over my Cleveland Guardians had it not been for the grand slam heard around Northeast Ohio of Lane Thomas against Tarek Skubal. Much different back into the bullpen with the sage veteran and Kenley Jansen. Will Vest and Kyle Finnegan need to kind of clean it up a little bit, but the depth is there. They need some offense. Common refrain here amongst American League contenders. Are there enough offensive weapons for some of these mid-market teams? They have the pitching solved. If they're healthy into September and they're within striking distance, I think this is a chaos candidate and then some. I hate to say it, but they may have that second half surge that people were seeing from the Cleveland Guardians just a year ago, knowing the rotation arsenal that they can throw out there.
I know for American golf right now, we're kind of out of sight, out of mind. We just had the U.S. Open. We just had the Travelers. Now we're going to go over there to the Renaissance Club, and then we're going to play the Open Championship over there. There's one more this week here, kids. It's the John Deere Classic. I know it's not sexy, right? It's not an elevated event. Big names aren't there. Denny McCarthy. This is your time to shine. Jensen, I haven't bet little Denny McCarthy all year in the golf season. You know how much I like to bet him last year. I'm having withdrawals. I'm having Denny McCarthy withdrawals. And then I look up this morning, I see 62-1. 62-1. What a slap in the face it is to UVA's finest. Denny McCarthy, this is your time. You played so well last week at the Travelers. You were right there, first page of the leaderboard. And they're going to disrespect you by putting a number out there at 62-1 to get your first ever PGA Tour win. If not now, Denny, when? It is time for little Denny McCarthy to show up and show them that you're still one of the best putters on the planet. Go out there and win the John Deere Classic. Denny McCarthy, my money will be on you. And then we can stop talking about you as one of the best putters in the world that's never won the PGA Tour. This is the week to cause chaos on the PGA Tour. Denny McCarthy, stand up and be accounted for, young man. When we come back, Jensen, we'll get to our best bets. They are straight ahead right here on VSiN by the Books.
VSiN by the Books, right here on VSiN.
Circus football contests are open for business. You don't have to live in Vegas in order to play after your required in-person registration. Winner Circle Proxy is going to handle your weekly submissions so you can make your picks from anywhere in this great country of ours. So Winner Circle Proxy is VSiN's preferred proxy service. One trip to Vegas, that's all it takes. Play all season long from anywhere. Schedule your appointment now at WinnerCircleProxy.com. My boy John Chu has already made his, he's going to get hooked up with our guy Tom out there in August. So to make sure that we're signed up for Survivor, you and I are already in Vermillions. But again, the point is, Jensen, WinnerCircleProxy.com, you and I have already done this. We have to do the same thing like everybody else out there since we do not reside in Las Vegas. It's one pilgrimage. You go out there, make that trip, and you are set for the year. As we are. Before we get to our official best bets here, we've been talking a lot about this ticket. Matt Youmans, please like, subscribe to the VSiN by the Books podcast. You can hear that conversation we had with Matt in hour number one. He called the Victor Hovland bet the greatest golf ticket he's ever seen. $77,000 ticket on Victor Hovland to win yesterday. If you remember, of course, they had the rain delayed conclusion of the Travelers at 52-1, and that bettors won over $4 million when Victor Hovland snaked in his birdie putt and Scotty missed from about 4 feet. And again, Victor Hovland made $3,600,000 for his win, and the bettor took home over $400,000 more than Victor Hovland. Jensen, we're trying to theorize, is this one person? What about if it's all these Norwegians that have been over here rowing, doing the row for Victor Hovland there at the Travelers? I'd like to think, as Joe Friso said to our esteemed producer, that they all pooled their money together and that it's not one person that got the $4 million here for Victor winning. Isn't that a nicer way to think that a lot of Norwegians got in on the action here and won this money?
But great question for the maestro, Mike Palm, on Thursday. Again, this is classic what risk management departments have to assess. And again, I can't envision it would have been one person doing it, but be a great question for Mike. Hey, speaking of huge payouts, I meant to bring this up to you earlier when we were talking about the World Cup. And the difference now, Dave, in knockout stage is that when you bet correct scores, you're betting them, and again, check through your various sports books and how they grade those out. Fanatics took a parlay of all three match correct scores. These are in regulation, so in the 90 minutes yesterday. Correct score, Brazil 2-1, got it.
Wow.
Draw 1-1 for Paraguay and Germany. Draw 1-1, Netherlands, Morocco, and you needed Morocco in that 90th minute to get across. Dave, $50.
Oh my goodness.
To win $22,715. Congratulations. This one courtesy of a BR betting here, showing the ticket, and was with a 10% profit boost. So basically 454-1 on three correct scores, getting the draw. Dave, the amount of goals that have been scored in stoppage time, not just in the group stage, but so far, when you think about Canada at the death over South Africa, when you think about Brazil at the death over Japan, and then Morocco needing the goal in the 90th minute to get that one level into extra time, eventually to win in penalties. I mean, this has been just drama. I know Marty Scorsese, hands in the air, just absolutely ridiculousness of what we've seen so far in the knockout round.
I think those are exhibit A and B for greatest golf bet ever and maybe greatest soccer bet. I mean, you make that claim. I know it's not as a $4 million payout, but for a $50 bet to cash that cut, wow, that's pretty amazing in one day's work. You had to do it 5 days over the course of the weekend there in Hartford to get that done at the Travelers. We're going to have Alex Crook to join the program in the very next segment, talk more World Cup, Jensen. But you've got some baseball plays out there for the people here who are VSiN Pro subscribers. Great deal right now if you're not a VSiN Pro subscriber. First game that you're looking at here, White Sox and Orioles. Man, I keep waiting for the Orioles to wake up, Jensen. It hadn't really happened yet.
Well, I don't know if they're waking up again tonight, but if they do, Trey Gibson going to have a lot to say about it. Gibson for the Orioles, Eric Fetty for the Chicago White Sox. Fetty's been on a heater too. White Sox get a win last night. What did we say, Greg Peterson? First time they've won in Baltimore or against the Orioles there in what, a couple of years? I know it's been a long time, but let's go right back and be a little more conservative. Let's take the White Sox plus one at minus $1.20 at the Orioles tonight. Chicago is 19-15 covering the run line as a road dog. Baltimore, by virtue of losing yesterday, falls to 10-15 covering the run line as a home favorite, which they are tonight. I like the White Sox to continue this head of steam that they're on, an incredible first half of the season for the Southsiders. I like that play there. Plus one for Chicago, minus $1.20 tonight. Mentioned that I love the Reds and the Brewers over. We didn't get there last night. Let's go right back to the well tonight, Dave. Cincinnati is 25-16-1 to the over as a road team. Milwaukee 18-14 to the over as a home team. And the pitching matchup tonight, I think we're going to get a lot of hard hit balls in play. Rhett Lauder for the Reds, Brandon Sproat for the Brewers. That is ticked up to 9 already on DraftKings. So like the over 8.5, minus $1.20, Cincinnati and Milwaukee game 2 of that series at American Family Field. Out west last night, the Mariners, but we got a push, thank goodness. The under 8 ends up pushing for us We're going to get a little more aggressive tonight, Dave. Under 7.5, minus $1.30 between the Angels and the Mariners. Great pitching matchup. Jose Soriano for the Angels against Brian Wu of the Mariners. That is also Brian Wu as a benefactor of four consecutive home starts to the under. It is a flat 7 at Circa. And the under is pretty affordable there at minus $1.05. I'm going to get a little extra security here with the half run to try and get us home there. So under 7.5, minus $1.30, found that at Hard Rock earlier this morning. So those just the three plays. Probably going to jump back in on the World Cup at some point today. Maybe play all three matches the way they're going so far. It has been great theater. And obviously we'll have more baseball plays on a full slate here on a Tuesday.
And again, we're going to have, of course, Gil Alexander and Kelly Bidlin coming up next. After we're done, we're going to have a conversation with Alex Crook in the next segment, talking all things World Cup. I'm sure Gil is going to be keeping his eye on what's going on at the All England Club later on today. Serena Williams would be back out there. Yes, Serena Williams is playing singles today. But right now, we might have an upset brewing here in the women's side. It's Iga Swiatek. She won the first set 6-1 over the talented American Taylor Townsend. Taylor is storming back in set number two. She is currently up 5-1. So it looks like we're headed for a third and final deciding set here at the All England Club. Swiatek on the live number right now is minus 275. The comeback here in the American is plus 212. That would be a rather big shock in the first round here, because Swiatek right now is the 3 seed here overall on the women's side. So we'll keep an eye on that. And I'm sure Gil will keep an eye on that as well. World Cup again. We'll get to Alex's thoughts here a little bit later on today. You know, there's always danger. You get to the stage here, obviously, but France and the betting market doesn't feel like that. The books are seeing a whole lot of danger against Sweden. $8 betting favored against the Swedes today. Jensen, do you think this is full steam ahead for France?
I do. I think a couple of ways to play it. I would say you could lay the goal and a half with France. Nice value for them. If you want to stay away from that, I do think we get a high event game, a lot of high quality chances with France here. Could Sweden get on the board? Sure. So I would not want a France to win to nil. I would rather look at a France win parlayed with the over 2.5. And France may get all three by themselves, but I still think a much better shot at taking France, either laying the goal and a half or take them to win and parlay them over 2.5. I do think we get goals even in match number one today with Ivory Coast and Norway. Over 2.5, it's been very goal heavy for Norway. I know a lot of people out in the atmosphere here think that Ivory Coast is live to just in the same way Paraguay were yesterday against Germany. Both teams to score would be a safer angle for me, Dave. I think just knowing that we saw the 1-1 draws between Germany, Paraguay, also Netherlands, Morocco, they both needed extra time and eventually into penalty kicks. So both teams to score between Ivory Coast and Norway, maybe a better lean for me on that regard. If you think Ivory Coast is live to upset the Norwegians.
And again, I mentioned this earlier in the program here with John Deere Classic. I'll give out my official two picks coming up tomorrow. We cast both of those top 20s in the placement markets. And that's the way I'm going to be playing these a lot. Will be placement markets this week. Just want to point out, because this is one of those kind of wrapping up the American season, if you will, before we go overseas here for the two big boy events with the Scottish Open and then, of course, the British Open. It's a field that's not going to be the sexiest on there. So Ben Griffin's the betting favorite here, plus 1325. Chris Goddard, the second betting choice at 14-1 at the John Deere. I'm going to be looking down the board this week. I think this is the type of tournament where you can identify some value with, I don't want to say lesser players, but in a weakened field, you're going to be getting some pretty good numbers on guys that you normally wouldn't get, I think, in the 40-50-1 range. Of course, we'll have our Wednesdays with Wes in his conversations, see what his numbers look like as well. But when we come back, let's talk more World Cup. Alex Crook, kind enough to join the program once again. He's next right here on VSiN by the Books.
You're tuned in to VSiN by the Books right here on VSiN.
We continue Beeson by the Books on this Tuesday morning. Dave Ross and Jensen Lewis here with you. It's been a real pleasure having Alex Crook be a part of our coverage here throughout the entirety of the World Cup. Kind enough to join us once again today. He, of course, does a great job. Talk Sport chief football correspondent. Give him a follow on X at Alex_Crook and joins us now once again on the Progressive Guest Line. Alex, 24 hours ago, we're having conversations about the three matches yesterday, and you expected there to be some chaos. Was there even more chaos to ensue yesterday? It felt like all three of those matches were in the balance.
Yeah, good morning. Pleasure to join you again, guys. I've got to say, yesterday was just a crazy, crazy day. This is fast becoming the World Cup of late drama. We had that plenty yesterday, obviously, with Brazil coming from behind to beat Japan in stoppage time. I think I told you guys I thought that would be a tight, tense affair. I could see both teams scoring, and it played out just as I thought. But I actually came away from that not fearing the Brazilians. They're on England's side of the draw. I think they've got a lack of legs in midfield. They're not particularly convincing defensively, and they don't really have a number nine. So if England are ever going to beat Brazil, and obviously we're not there yet, that'll be the quarterfinal in Miami potentially. Maybe now is the best opportunity. Germany against Paraguay was wild as well. That penalty shootout, I mean, the quality of the penalties was so low. Paraguay did their best to throw it away, but what a story for them. Difficult now to see how Julian Nagelsmann keeps his job as Germany manager. And then the Netherlands against Morocco delivered as well. I said to you guys, I could see an upset there. Again, I saw two quite evenly matched teams. And again, we had the drama of penalties. And watching that in a bar in New York City, the Moroccan fans went absolutely crazy. But the Dutch are not happy with their manager, Ronald Koeman, are they, over his defensive tactics that ultimately backfired.
Alex, I am blown away by the amount of goals in stoppage time that we've had, not only through the first stages here in the first couple of days of the knockout round, but we saw so much. Heck, the Algeria-Austria finish is still in my, like, I can't believe that still happened. And of course, that had all kinds of implications for the knockout round. Okay, I don't know how they're going to top yesterday, but we got a chance because we got some intriguing matches today. Let's start at the first one down there in Arlington at Jerry World, Ivory Coast, Norway. It's lined a little bit closer maybe than I think people realize as far as to advance here into the round of 16. Your handicap of this matchup and perhaps a couple of angles that you like as well.
Yeah, again, I see two evenly matched sides. I was quite impressed with Ivory Coast in the group campaign. They should have beaten Germany, ended up losing after spurning a great late opportunity. And you can't not be impressed with Norway. And they've got the goal machine, Erling Haaland, which I think ultimately will see them through. If you're talking about handicaps, it could well go deep. I could see extra time and penalties again. So therefore, I'd give the Ivory Coast a goal start. But I think Haaland will score in this game. And I think, again, we're going to see the day when the big boys come out to play. We've got Haaland in that game in Arlington. I'm off to watch Kylian Mbappe in France against Sweden. I expect him to score as well. This race for the Golden Boot is absolutely fascinating.
Speaking of France against Sweden there in the match you're going to watch here, Alex, that number keeps going up, up and away. France up to an $8 betting favorite today against the Swedes. It looks like is this going to be as easy as the bookmakers are advertising right now?
It depends what Sweden turn up, because I was really impressed with the Swedes against Tunisia in the first game, and then they largely underwhelmed after that, but obviously managing to progress to the round of 32, which is good going, considering they didn't win a single game in qualifying before they had to come through the playoffs. But I think Graham Potter, much maligned after his spells at Chelsea and West Ham, has rebuilt his reputation. But I do think France are too strong. They were my outright pick before the tournament. I've actually doubled down on them during the tournament. I'm going to triple down on them now. When you look at that side of the draw, looks like it's going to be France, Spain in the semi-final. I just think France have got too much quality going forward. I mentioned Mbappe, Michael Olise, really impressive. Dembele's been among the goals. Doué, how do you stop that attack? So I think in this case, I would certainly be giving France a goal start on the handicap. And as I say, I expect Mbappe to score again.
Yeah, I don't blame you whatsoever. And boy, not that we were worried. I know you had said not worried about Germany, even if they would have gone through. France, certainly with the quality, would have been able to handle their business there. Okay. I asked you about this 50-1 future that I got in on Mexico, fully knowing that the other side, should they advance past Ecuador tonight, might set up another match against England. And in Estadio Azteca, they don't lose. Now, they had their fan base out in front of the Ecuadorian team hotel all through the night, anxious to see what they look like, because Mexico has a decided home field advantage. Are we going to get nip and tuck down there? Because Ecuador themselves having to beat Germany to get in to the knockout round. What do we expect later on at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight?
Well, I guess you have to caveat that Ecuadorian victory now that you've seen Germany get put out by Paraguay. How impressive actually was it roll over Julian Nagelsmann's men? This is a tough game for Ecuador. You know, Mexico on home soil, albeit not the Azteca, but they don't lose Mexico very often. But they don't win many World Cup knockout matches either. They quite often advance to the round of 16 as it was, and then very quickly get sent home. I've got to tell you, the England fans who I've been speaking to, we've been mapping out our route to the final. I've mentioned that potential quarter with Brazil in Miami already. They're worried about Mexico in the Azteca. So definitely the England fans over here in New York and all around the States and back home as well, watching very late on television, UK time, they're going to be rooting for Ecuador. I think Mexico will squeeze through again in what could be a tight game. Mexico on pens. There you go. More penalty drama.
Alex, over the next 2 days, today and tomorrow, the biggest favorites out there, it's not France at 8-1. It's not the United States at 7-1 over Bosnia. It's England over DR Congo. They're $11 betting favorites here. Any chance that this thing is closer than people think, or is that properly lined?
England were really good for a half against Croatia. But that's pretty much it. You know, stank the place out against Ghana in that 0-0 draw, as we often do in our second game. Took a long time to get going against Panama. Obviously, 1-2-0 in the end. But if you look at that game, Panama had one or two really good opportunities to get on the score sheet that they couldn't take. I think going forward, with Yoann Wissa in particular, the DR Congo pose a more dangerous threat than the Panamanians did. And we've got more injury problems. Gerald Kwanzaa, a makeshift right back in that last game, doesn't look like he's going to be fit. So Jed Spence probably will shift across, having played at left back in the second game against Ghana. We think Declan Rice will be fit to return, so Jude Bellingham will go back into the number 10 position. Again, I think it might be a game of patience. I expect England to win, but do I see them absolutely destroying Congo? No, I don't. I think, again, 2-0, something like that.
Sounds good. Alex, we as American football fans love to tailgate on Sundays before our big games and even have a TV on watching, depending on where you are in the country, of the early window. There are going to be a lot of screens for United States soccer fans watching this Belgium and Senegal match, because the winner of that, in all likelihood, will face a United States team we hope gets through. Do we have potential upset territory for the Belgians the way that they've looked, and just keenly where Senegal present a lot of resistance in this round of 32?
Yeah, this was the game before the round that I picked out as the potential for the biggest upset, if you can really call it an upset, because I think they're a good side. Senegal obviously went all the way in the African Cup of Nations. Ismaïl Assar, who's been amongst the goals of this tournament, already had a really good season for Crystal Palace, helped propel them to European glory. We know all about Sadio Mane, a genuine world superstar. So, yeah, I think there's every chance that Senegal could go through. Belgium, much like in Qatar 4 years ago, just looked like an ageing team to me. I think if Senegal can stop Jeremy Doku, there's not much there to worry about. Kevin De Bruyne is clearly past his best. So I guess the question I would be asking you guys, who would you rather face in the round of 16, Belgium or Senegal? I think Belgium would be an easier opponent for you.
We'll take that. If it's Belgium's going to be easier, that's what we want. We got to get by Bosnia-Herzegovina here first, Alex, as we get more and more excited about this. Can we do some of that World Cup math, if we will, with Paraguay beating Germany and the United States taking care of Paraguay first time out? Have people underappreciated this United States squad based on the result that we saw yesterday with Paraguay knocking out Germany?
Well, it makes the win even more impressive. I was watching that at a watch party in Arlington with Brandon Aubrey, kicker for the Dallas Cowboys, among others, just a name drop there. And they were really excited by your performance. My take on it was slightly more cynical. Well, you've beaten a rubbish Paraguayan side, but I can't really say that now, can I, that they're in the round of 16 and they've taken out Germany.
Oh my God. Alex, the best part is every time we get to talk to you, we get a reinvigoration of our friends across the pond in the English vocabulary. Mm-hmm. We need some English football announcers announcing American football with the vocab that you guys have. Dave, it is one of my favorite parts about watching World Cup.
Alex, it'd be fantastic. And you know Brandon Aubrey, he can kick it. I'm sure he wishes he was out there on the pitch, not just playing American football these days. We know what type of athlete he is. Alex, great stuff, man. We appreciate it. Enjoy the matches today. Can't wait to catch up again. Your analysis has been spot on here, helping us along the way here on VSiN by the Books and across the network. Everybody, if you've been watching out there on FanDuel Sports Network, if you've been watching on YouTube TV and you want more VSiN, VSiN.com, the VSiN Watch app, Gil Alexander, numbers game coming up next. Drew Dinsick is going to be on the program with Joe Sheehan, and Paul Carr has got his World Cup picks. That's all next right here, alongside Kelly Bidlin. A numbers game is up next.